Life Audio.
Hi, I'm Bonnie Gray, and I'm your host for Breathe, the Stress Less podcast. I'm so happy that you're here as we take a collective pause and just breathe. This is a podcast to help give you some tips that will help your body feel better and restore calm to your emotions. Because, you know, when we're in the thick of things, being busy, or just as we go through the day, there are stressors and triggers that can just cause our minds to worry too much and our bodies to feel stress. And so this is a podcast that's just for you. I share a quick inspiring story with you as we do life together. And you'll hear a loving word from God, from Scripture, a promise that you can take into your day. And then I'm going to give you a practical soul care tip. These are actions, simple actions you can take to help your body feel God's love and also spark joy and peace in your emotions. And then we'll end with a prayer. Well, last episode 28, I talked to you about brain fog. And I was sharing with you, I've been taking a break because I was finishing my fourth book. And also I got hit with COVID. And one of the side effects was brain fog. And from all the different things that I had to learn to take care of myself better, I want to share it with you. I'm a soul care mentor, and I'm so passionate about spiritual wellness as well as emotional wellness. I'm the author of Whispers of Rest. It's a book with 40 of my top soul care tips to help you restore calm and stress less, as well as Sweet Like Jasmine and Finding Spiritual White Space. Subscribe to my newsletter, join the Breathe community, where I share the quick devotional as well as the scientific articles that back up the soul care tips that I share on each podcast. So head over to thebonniegray.com/subscribe. Again, sign up at thebonniegray.com/subscribe. You can also follow me on Instagram and Facebook at The Bonnie Gray, where I share lots of encouragement for soul care to help you rest and refresh. Well, today's episode is about relational stress. You know, when I was feeling really tired and exhausted, just trying to recover from COVID, I noticed that I was more sensitive to relational stress. And you may be finding that to be true also. Perhaps you're going through a time, maybe it's in your work or parenting or ministry, whatever it may be. Maybe you're finding yourself, why am I recalling this conversation? I can't seem to shake it off. This particular conversation or situation that's causing me relational stress. And we don't realize that when our bodies are tired, our brains are tired from thinking or just doing too much work, our emotions are more raw. Our emotions are more susceptible to just kind of hanging on to the things that bother us. And that's just being human. You know, when our tank is low, things that we could probably shake off easier, or even using our rational thinking, we find, gosh, this thing is really bothering me. This conflict, perhaps, or this uneasy feeling in whatever particular relationship that may be causing you stress. Now, we shouldn't push it away. And so today I want to talk about relational stress and how God is with us in that stress. He doesn't want us to put it to the side because He's right there with us in it. So what's interesting, what kind of brought this up for me is there's been the Amber Heard and Johnny Depp trial. And oh my goodness, it's unavoidable, isn't it? All the different headlines that are filling our phones it's inescapable. And I think it's just kind of highlighting relational stress. Obviously, it's about much deeper issues about domestic violence and about who is telling the truth. He said, she said. Now, the time we have together, I want to just encourage you about the whole topic of relational stress. We're not going to get into the specifics of the trial, but I wanted to give you an encouragement that occurred to me as I've been listening and sifting through the different developments of this trial, and want to focus us on the soothing, calming voice of our loving Savior. And I think that's something that's so important as we go through and step through so many different headlines in light of the violence, the shooting that has happened in Texas, and so many other headline news. We want to always return to the place of soul care. We want to always return to the place of peace and refilling our hearts and minds and soul with God's voice and His truth. So, you know, one of the things that I did as a little girl was I walked to school and back. My mother was a single mom, and I'm the oldest in my family. I have a younger sister that was 5 years younger, so I was kind of the second mom in a way, you know, taking care of my younger sister. And interestingly enough, often it's the encouragers or those that are kind of the caregiver types that often hold a lot of stress. We hold it in because there isn't very much space for us to express our stress. We really want to take care of others. And that's a gift God gives each of us that have that gift of encouragement. But God also has a place for you, which is a place where you come first in priority. You come first in priority, and your emotions and your well-being is first in God's heart for you. So back on walking to school, one of the things that I used to do when I used to come back from school is that on hot summer days, and we're hitting summer, aren't we? It's June. Well, during those hot summer days, it's so hot walking in that sun. I love to stop and pause at the park. There's a park near my house, and one of the most beautiful things at this park was who I called my friend. Now, this friend wasn't a person, but he was always greeting me there. It was a willow tree. Do you have a favorite tree? Do you have a favorite tree that just really, in your mind or in your memory, has just brought you so much joy? I'm one of those tree people. I love trees. And my willow tree was planted next to a playground in the neighborhood park, surrounded by cracked cement. I'd run a few laps in the tan bark, pushing the squeaky metal merry-go-round. Then I'd hop on, spin myself dizzy, and my hair spun like a pinwheel twirling in the wind. And during those sweltering summers, I'd rest under the willow tree when the steel slides were too hot to touch. I'd lay there, hair sticky, waiting for the swaying arms to brush a cool breeze over me and watching the sunlight glimmer like honey drops between its rustling leaves, I felt happy. And when it rained in autumn, I would sit and listen to the raindrops pelt against the pavement, staying dry under the canopy of this willow tree's leaves. And I pour my heart out and confide to God. And it was under the shelter of this willow tree shade that I found peace. I've shared this earlier in podcasts previously for listeners that have been following me. You know, my home wasn't a safe place emotionally for me to be with. There wasn't really any space for me to express myself. So journaling was one place that I loved to find peace, but also under the shade of a willow tree. And so, you know, no matter what happens in our lives, in this world that's so broken, God is our shade and shelter. God watches over you and me. So whatever relational stresses that are in your path today, this week, no matter how loud perhaps a critic's voice may be sticking in your mind and heart, know that you have a place to be where you are known, loved, accepted. This place is like the spot under a willow tree, or your favorite, oak tree, whatever that may be. Go back in your mind right now. Where is that tree and what does that look like? Psalmist David felt that God is like his shelter and his shade. And that's what we want to just rest our minds on right now. Just take a moment and allow yourself to rest in God's shelter as he whispers, I will be your shade. You know, living in this rushing world that pushes us to be better and do more, and those critical voices that says we're not enough, where life is just a treadmill of constant activity, we're just running at optimist speed, we can feel empty. Where do we belong? Who is approving of me? We might be busier, but it doesn't lead us to the shelter, but God's loving voice does. So return to that place right now. What does God want to say to you in this very moment? What is the shade and the shelter of his loving words to you? Like I said, I've been looking through just the different developments in the trial. I really felt it was so important. You know, the concept of having an advocate in the courtroom, there were two attorneys, right? Two sets of attorneys. And it brought me back to the scripture where Jesus says, and this is in John 14:16, there's this word that's used in scripture and it's called advocate. Advocate. And in fact, this was a legal term that was used in the original Greek. Advocate means somebody who pleads another case. Three times it was used in the scripture to describe how the Holy Spirit works in our lives. And it was translated as comforter. Listen to Jesus as he whispers to you. He says, I will ask the Father. He will give you another advocate to be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot receive him because it neither sees him or knows him, but you do know him because he abides with you and will be in you. Now, other translations will say, I will give you a helper. And in the King James Bible, Jesus says, I will give you a comforter. This comforter will live inside you and dwell inside you. And I just find that so beautiful. So beautiful. Did you know that you have an advocate? You have a forever attorney who's Jesus himself. He will stand up for you. He knows the truth. Jesus knows the truth about you. And he will never, ever leave you. He will never, ever leave your side. And he's faithful to provide for you. Listen now as Jesus gently folds his hand into yours. I will lift my eyes up to the mountains. From where shall my help come from? My help comes from the Lord. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. Psalm 121 verses 1 to 2, 5 to 6. Hear God's quiet invitation to be your shelter in the midst of whatever relational stresses you may find yourself in. Jesus wants to share everything beautiful and peaceful with you. Jesus whispers, Beloved, you don't have to work so hard to make things right. Rest in my love. I am watching over you continually. Let me be your shade. Rest and refresh. I will be your shelter today. Today's promise from God comes to us from Psalm 119:114. You are my shelter and my shield. I put my hope in your word. Dear friend, whose word is gripping your heart today? Whose word is causing you stress? Give God those words. Whisper those words, the things that are like daggers in your heart, the things that you can't seem to find resolution in. Jesus understands our world is very broken. People are very broken. And he is able to handle the stories that are not tied with a neat bow. Jesus is our hope. Give him those words that hurt you. Let him know what it is that you've been carrying. And allow his words, loving words for you to refill your heart. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, I run to you. You are my shelter. I choose to step away from the hurtful words that I'm trying to resolve. I unlock my heart with you instead. Help me to let go of striving. Help me to let go of busyness. Guide me to create new rhythms of rest this summer. I love you. Thank you for loving me. I want to share with you a wonderful soul care tip, and I want you to enjoy looking at a beautiful tree. Research shows that simply looking at trees reduces your stress levels. There's something about a tree that brings God's whispers to the surface. We feel refreshed. Research confirms that simply looking at trees helps people become less stressed, and the effect increases the more trees are visible. So the greater amount of tree density that people viewed, the greater the stress reduction. So this is a powerful way, especially now that it's summer, you know, as we've kind of shaken off the winter blues and spring has now, you know, allowed the trees to be just fully refreshed with green. Take time to recover better from daily stress by simply taking a walk and looking at trees. Your body will lower stress. One Glasgow University study even found that the positive effects of walking or biking or running on grass or a trail for people suffering from depression and anxiety was twice as good as a trip to the gym for mental well-being. So you don't even have to make it to the gym. For soul care health, just go for a walk, look at a tree. So that's going to be your soul care challenge this week. Sign up for my newsletter because I'm going to share with you an encouragement devotional as well as the scientific article that will reinforce the soul care tip for you. Sign up at thebonniegray.com/subscribe. thebonniegray.com/subscribe and be a part of the Breathe community. And join me on Instagram and Facebook. I'm going to start posting more soul care encouragement for you. The Bonnie Gray. Okay, so hop on over there, follow me, subscribe, and I cannot wait to get together with you next week again on this podcast, giving more tips for summer. Remember to check out my book, Whispers of Rest. Remember, you're loved, you're cherished, just rest. I'll see you next time.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Breathe, the Stress Less Podcast, a production of lifeaudio.com and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to your favorite podcast app and leave us a review. It really does help people find us. To learn more about Bonnie Gray or to check out any of the resources she mentioned in this episode, just head over to her website, thebonniegray.com, or check out our show notes. This episode was produced by me, Kelly Givens, and edited by Stephen Sanders. A special thanks to our executive producer, Stephen McGarvey. For more Faith Toolkit podcasts, head over to lifeaudio.com.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Gorgeous gaming, stunning streams, unbelievable bandwidth. It's another Lifestyles of Gagillionaires. Meet the AT&T Fiber customers winning at life with hyper gig speeds. Meet Gagillionaire Terry. While his love of streaming horror movies has him constantly on the edge of his seat, his internet bill won't give him a scare.
Oh, don't go in there. I'm telling you.
Because since Terry upgraded to AT&T Fiber with hyper gig speeds, he doesn't worry about data caps or equipment fees.
Come on, man. The door's open for a reason.
And best yet, he also doesn't stress about a price increase at 12 months, because with the amazing Gagillionaire lifestyle comes an exquisite sense of tranquility. Most of the time. Live like a Gagillionaire. Get straightforward pricing with AT&T Fiber, internet that upgrades everything. No data caps, no equipment fees, and no price increase at 12 months.
Limited availability in select areas. Visit att.com/hypergig for details.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Scott. As a servant of God, wife, and mother of four, I understand the juggle of multiple roles and stages. That's why I created the Encourager podcast, to help guide us through the messy middle stage of life. Join me on the Encourager as we challenge the chaos and embrace harmony. Together, we'll create practical systems to balance your roles and fulfill priorities. And we will do it while having joy and energy for both home and work life. Tune in for inspiring stories and interviews, actionable tips, and methods to do both home and work life. Because here, we believe you can do all things, just not all at once.